Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you all here. Let me introduce the panel, and then we'll get to the stuff for today, which is, you know, remember when summers used to be boring and there was no news going on?
The dog days.
Good Lord. We've got too much. Anyway, so we have a lot to talk about. And we'll get to as much of it as we possibly can. So let us begin. WAMC's Alan Chartok is here. I don't know if you know this, but it's Alan's birthday today.
Oh, my.
So mazel tov, Alan.
We wish Alan a very, very happy birthday.
We do.
Well, thank you. It's fraught with danger. On the one hand, you're glad you got there. And on the other hand, you're there.
And where are you exactly?
Somewhere between there and here.
Oh, are you there? Okay. As long as you're not over there.
Yeah,
that's good. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, Joe.
And it's great to have you here on your birthday. That's wonderful. Director of the Journalism Program at the University at Albany, Rosemary Armeo is with us. Good
Hello.
Morning. Very nice to have you here as well. And political consultant Libby Post, who has been MIA for a couple of weeks. So
yes,
it's nice
I
to have.
Have
you back.
I am back. It's
you've been
lovely.
At the Cape. You've been working.
I've been on the road since June 20th, mostly for work.
Okay. So. Well, it's very nice to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad
right.
to be here.
Welcome back. All right. So, oh my God, where to begin? All right. So, the Democratic National Convention begins tonight. And here's the thing. We don't have the Democratic National Committee yesterday. We found out apparently through WikiLeaks, which this was really several months ago, right? The emails came out several months ago, but as we started to unearth these, some 20,000 emails released and put the chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, in a very bad light. That she was basically doing what the supporters of Bernie Sanders had been saying throughout the campaign, that she had a bias toward Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Do you think?
As opposed to allowing democracy
right.
be democracy within the Democratic Party and let the best candidate win. Okay, so yesterday morning, a lot of this came to light. There were people on the show. On the morning shows, and they came out and they spoke out. And step number one, she's not going to speak at the convention. We want her to take her speaking role
sure.
out of the convention. She's the chairwoman of the convention as well. Step number one, she's not going to do that. That wasn't good enough. Step
yeah.
number two is the apology. That wasn't good enough. And then by the end of the day, she stepped down.
But not out of Congress. She stepped down from her.
She stepped down
the
from
DNC,
the role as
it.
The
right.
head of the Democratic right. National Committee. Right. Now, the third thing we should mention is that so she is there through the convention, although I don't believe she has a role in the convention, correct?
She wanted to speak tonight, but yeah. my view is that they're letting her down slowly and they're going to yeah. tell her today, no way. For one thing, it's bad for her. She gets up there and Bernieites start booing, and then her opponent for Congress, she is running
right.
for Congress again, has a ready-made commercial. So I don't think we're going to see him. That's
yeah.
my
prediction. No, I mean, why would you want to do that,
no,
as far as
crazy.
I'm concerned?
It's crazy,
the other
yeah.
thing, our interim, the
Donna,
interim,
Donna
Brazile, who has been, was the campaign manager for
Al
Gore.
On TV a
she was
lot.
Very good
an,
and she was very good at that role.
Yes, she is very good.
Well, I've known of her. She
meaning
started,
she wasn't.
She started out in student politics. She started out at the United States Student Association, and I think maybe even SASU, I'm not sure. But she started her rise in D.C. through student politics.
And that's an interim role throughout the
yeah.
end of the campaign.
And she will be, you know, she will be until after the campaign is over, and then they'll see what happens. She's very smart. Yeah, Al Gore lost at the Supreme Court. She's very smart, and we'll see how well she does bringing
she,
people
she actually
together.
Is better. And yeah. notice the difference between the way a problem was handled by the Democrats versus the Republicans. There was no denial.
Yeah.
There was no pushback. It was just, we got a problem, we got to deal with it. Bam!
And by the
out.
Way,
the thing is, they should have dealt with it sooner.
And by the way, they had to deal with it.
Yeah. Yes.
There's no question
oh,
about
yeah,
it. Because the
yeah.
big issue for the Democrats in this convention is bringing the Bernieites into the fold,
mm-hmm.
And this is the only way that they can assure the Bernie people that they're being
right.
listened
and Bernie's
to.
Taking the high road on it. He said this was he congratulated her on taking the appropriate step.
Yeah,
he has no choice.
Well, he could have ranted.
Well, sure, but
his followers want to bring a class action suit.
Right, I get that. Right,
but if you don't think he had a choice, just look at Ted Cruz.
Yeah, but look at it this way: he didn't have a choice if he wanted to maintain any sense of credibility within the establishment party and to continue to be a player.
Well, can we look at two things though? Number one, these emails are from May. Bernie had already lost by then. Mm-hmm. And what did the emails from June or July or from last year say? Those are the ones, and they may come out. We don't know. And number two is no action was ever taken. Yes, it was gross that staffers were suggesting that we play up his Jewishness or his atheism, whatever. But nothing was ever done. And number three, if I can add this, is what are the rules? Vince Priebus did the exact same thing. He was against Trump. He lobbied against one of the candidates in favor of another.
Sure.
She did the same. How bad a sin is this? Is it written? I looked. I can't find the rules. There's an assumption.
It's yes.
Well,
it's
also, the thing, here's the thing that I don't get, which is that if you are, by no way am I saying that she should not have resigned.
But she should have.
But what I am saying is, I don't know what the shock is that you have the Democratic establishment who is fighting against an anti-establishment candidate. Right.
Debbie Schultz was her campaign manager in 2008. So why is it a shock that she supported Hillary?
And the other part of this is that you have the Bernie people, who I respect and I understand their anger in all of this, but they didn't really understand the process. They railed against the superdelegates. They railed against the way things were being handled. Well, those were the rules. Yeah. If you don't like the rules, get involved with the party, change the rules, which now they're going to have a conversation about.
True.
But
Hillary is always the one who's been painted as corrupt because she does know the system and plays it to the hilt.
Okay, but Jim Carville said it right.
Right.
Sometimes you got to fall on your sword.
Yep.
And she did, for the greater good. She knows we need to get Hillary Clinton elected,
and that's
the most important thing.
By the way, gang, I don't think anybody has to worry about her future.
Me neither.
Because if Hillary wins... Yeah. There'll be something big.
Well,
for
she
her.
Should. She's actually really talented. She used to be my congresswoman when I lived in Florida. She's actually really
talented,
dedicated, incredibly hardworking. This is a mess up. I mean, just to even write that kind of stuff in email in this day and age is stupid, as someone who was burned by email myself.
My other question is, though, is there really a connection
to the Russian government?
With Russians.
That's
and
the big question.
Putin and Trump. This is like Watergate to the 10th hour.
I believe there is. I believe the Russians have been playing this game all along.
Yes.
We saw Trump come out and say that Putin was a good man.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know.
And I'm not going to defend our NATO allies.
Yeah. And by the way, if this, that's right, Libby. And if this turns out to be true and we can figure it out what the quid pro quo was between
my friends
Putin.
In Eastern Europe
yes.
and in the Soviet Union are actively investigating this. They have been watching Putin work and propaganda in the Baltics and in Eastern Europe for more than a year now. And this has all the hallmarks of the exact same process. He is pushing for a world order he wants, and that includes Trump as president.
Yes, but what if it could be proven that there is a quid pro quo between Putin and Trump? Then would somebody be talking about
treason. Absolutely.
And there's not going to be a quid pro quo because Trump didn't have to say, oh, support me, Mr. Putin, and I will do X for you. He's doing it. You just named
it. Why is
NATO?
He doing it? But why is he doing it?
Because he's an idiot.
Who? Because he's an idiot?
Trump.
No, more than
he's doing it because he likes strong man government.
Bullies.
He likes bullies. And Putin is a bully.
We just need to
understand, this is Watergate to the 100th power.
Yeah, because
this
it's a foreign
is all
power.
Again.
They're also looking,
right.
The Justice Department is looking at foreign contributions to the
and
Trump
you,
campaign.
Joe?
I was just saying that the one thing I learned, I had no idea when you were talking last week, you were making the Paul Manafort Ukraine.
Yes.
And I did not know
you
about that.
You did not
that.
Get it?
I did not know that. Yeah. So I went all weekend, I've been reading about this.
So why don't you say what it is?
Okay, so, well, Rosemary can do a better job here.
Manafort's last big job.
And he's Trump's campaign manager.
He's now been hired as Trump's campaign manager. His last big job was working in the Ukraine, where an evil dictator who had been ousted by a democracy, by a Democratic candidate, was trying to come back. And Manafort did the PR. He did the Western-style, you know, glitz campaign that we're seeing sort of with Trump. And Yankovic came back in. I'm probably saying his name wrong. And he was later deposed in a coup when the people
raised the chocolate guy.
Raised up in Ukraine, and they threw him the hell out. He now lives in Russia.
And this has nothing to do with anything. I just want to make it clear. However, I'm starting on a new topic. Stalin and Hitler had a non-aggression treaty.
You said it. That's right.
Sure
1939.
I think it has a lot to do with it.
Well, now you got
You got Putin and Trump.
Yeah.
Oops.
You got
Putin and Trump.
Yeah. Well,
They're very similar actors.
I don't even think it's that bad. I think that Manafort and Trump are so freaking competitive that they just want to win at all costs. And so they're using an asset, which is what they see Putin as. And Putin hires people to just work the internet. I mean, he's got a whole company that does this stuff.
Do you really think Putin is popular with our electorate? I mean, you're saying that's why he's doing it in order to win? I don't get that.
No. You don't have to like Putin. Putin used his machinery, his propaganda machinery, his internet interference machinery, which is massive, to help Trump, which is by disrupting the Democratic Party.
And why in the world would he do that?
Because he wants Trump to be president. He's hurt the Democrats.
And why in the world does he want Trump to be president?
Right, let's
connect
the dots.
Trump has policies that favor the Russian view of the world. No NATO, no trade agreements, all one for each other. And I like you, Mr. Putin. I think you're brave.
Well, that assumes that there has been no understanding between the two of them in some way.
I don't think there has been.
I think there have been conversations. You know, I can't prove it any more than you can't.
I taught you, Libby, and I taught you about nonverbal communication.
Uh-huh. There are ways, it's a wink and a nod.
There's a ways of doing this.
That's way more conspiracy theory than I need.
I just think
Putin has jumped into the American electoral system. And when I hear Nina Turner and other Bernieites saying, "Oh, it's the emails that are the problem, not how we got them," I am really afraid.
Right. But the thing is that in the summer, well, earlier in the campaign, Trump praised Putin. So the signal was put out there very, very early. And now he's saying if he gets elected, he won't necessarily defend the
NATO allies, our NATO allies.
Which is why Putin is going after them. Right. That's exactly what he wants.
Well, Paul writes, "Sorry to tell you that my 20-something friends like Putin." I just read it.
I don't know.
You know, if somebody writes a note that is counter to what we're saying, I like
it. I'm just wondering.
Well, they're stupid.
Right.
No, they are.
They are stupid.
I'm sorry. You should not like Putin. He is evil. And he's anti-American. He's anti-freedom. He is a bad person.
He's the czar in a suit.
So.
Or without a shirt. Shirtless sometimes.
On horseback.
And a colonel's shirt.
Let's take a break.
Come on.
And we'll come back and we'll reset the table, as it were. We'll be right back after this.
Support comes from Asia Barong Gallery, Stockbridge Road, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Maintaining 25,000 pieces of Asian sculpture, furniture, and art for home and garden, specializing in architectural and Buddhist elements. AsiaBarong.com. Stommel Stringed Instruments, downtown Amherst and Poughkeepsie, providing sales, service, and rentals of violins, violas, cellos, and bows. Restorations and appraisals open Tuesday through Saturday. StommelString.com. Northshire Bookstore announcing the midnight release party, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Saturday, July 30th, 9 p.m. to midnight. SaratogaNorthshire.com. And from Coldiman Hartman Architects, serving residential and institutional clients with architecture designed for resilience and renewability, designed for the next 100 years, CandHArchitects.com.
All right, we are going to read some of the letters. We have a lot of them, as I'm sure you could guess, and we'll go to those now. Go, birthday boy.
Well, thank you. Russell says, a major reason that Trump has not released his tax returns, according to a long and serious discussion on Joe Scarborough's morning show, is that Trump may have received very large income from deals with Putin's Russia. We'll see, we hope. One of the problems of not releasing tax returns is anybody like Russell could say anything they want. Say, I wonder if that's in there. So there you go. Barbara says, Trump has borrowed millions of dollars from Russian oligarchs. I don't know. Do you know that? Does anybody know that?
Well, it's being investigated.
I do know that his campaign contributions from foreign sources is under investigation by the Justice Department.
Dangerous moves in the nuclear age. Putin destabilizing Russian states. Brexit destabilizing EU. Trump with a statement to New York Times destabilizing NATO. The current purge in Turkey and various Trump campaign connections to Putin. Putin wow. supporting Marine Le Pen. And these paint a very worrisome picture. Destructive historical events come in cycles, and we need to work to keep this one at bay.
Just say who Le Pen is.
Oh, Le Pen is the right-wing daughter of the right-wing guy who ran for president, and now she does.
Right. Now she is running.
Is running.
Yeah. Right.
And getting scary support.
Yes.
And the whole interview with the New York Times, because of everything else that was going on in the world about NATO, really got buried a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really interesting case. I don't even think we discussed it on
I don't think we have. NATO has been a stabilizing force for since the end of the Second World War, and destabilizing it is just a huge disservice. It's already destabilized enough by what's happening in Turkey. Which is the biggest partner outside of the U.S.
Sure, here's one I don't understand. Good morning to all. Are we seriously going to blame Trump for the emails? Really?
Yes.
P.S. Don't forget the lockbox. Huh? Thank you.
Which lockbox? Are the emails in the lockbox?
I think he's taking us to task. But
I think that's true, but I don't quite get it. All right. Preposterous. The news is not about the world order Putin wants. It's about the world order the Democratic Party wants. When you get caught with your pants down, it does not matter who caught you. The emails were sent by Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others in the Democratic Party, not Putin. These emails reveal the media being complicit and favoring Clinton, too, including the New York Times, which is today trying to imply without proof that the Russians are behind this. The Democratic Party is behind this in capital letters.
The Democratic Party got caught. Yes, absolutely. And what did they do? They fired the person responsible. That means the system works.
Also, wasn't the first person to bring to light the fact that emails were being hacked by the Russians was the Hillary Clinton campaign? Mm-hmm. Am I wrong on that?
I don't remember that.
I thought that was the case.
I think so.
Okay.
Okay. It's stunning to hear you all this morning respond to the leaked emails proving that the DNC was actively working to thwart Bernie Sanders' campaign with absolutely no sense of outrage. Hook, line, and sinker, you have swallowed Hillary Clinton's campaign press release, media marching orders about a Russian Trump link, completely pivoting from the real issue here. The DNC is corrupt. That is the news. Can we please talk about this honestly?
Gosh.
All right.
The issue at hand here is the future of our country and the future of democracy and the world.
So, wow. So will the Hillary campaign actually take advantage, that's the word of the 80s, actually take advantage of this connection, even just with innuendo and the Putin-Trump connection, or will she flub it? I really hope the latter. Hillary's campaign doesn't even need to claim that the WikiLeaks came from Putin for this to work for her.
2 seconds. And here we go. Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable. It is the 25th of July, and it's very nice to have you with us. Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, Libby Post are make up the panel this morning, and it's very nice to have you all with us. I do want to get to the other big news, of course, this weekend, which we have not talked about, which is Tim Kaine is the pick. The VP pick was announced Friday night in a tweet/email blast to Hillary Clinton supporters and was made official on Saturday afternoon in Florida. And there seems to be some A lot of people say this is a very, very good, strong candidate, while many, especially progressives and Bernie Sanders supporters, have said that they were hoping that somebody would be more progressive than Tim Kaine.
The wonderful Andy Borowitz writes that Hillary has confounded the American public by picking someone who's not a sociopath. How did she pick this normal person?
So what do we think of Tim Kaine?
Well, I think it's a terrific choice. He's stable, as Rosemary just implies. He brings Virginia into play because Virginia is a crucial state. He is beloved, apparently, by his constituents who really like him. He has a couple of things that are baggage. One of them is that he's accepted some gifts, and that while it was not illegal, at the time. It'll be a little bit of a millstone, you know, around his neck because the government went after McDonald when it was illegal, for doing it. He's conciliatory. He's well known by the people in the Congress. He'll be a very good running mate.
He has the added advantage of Virginia has a Democratic governor, so his being picked means the governor will put another Democrat in, whereas Sherrod Brown or Cory Booker, who are both my favorites, mm-hmm. would have had horrible Republicans, right. actually, former rivals of Trump, putting in replacements. And Cecile Richards gave him her
right.
seal of approval,
right.
which is remarkable when you think about it. The man is a devout Catholic,
yeah.
does not believe in abortion, thinks it's murder, and yet also believes at the same time that it's up to a woman to choose. He has a fantastic rating on support of Planned Parenthood mm-hmm. and women's right to choose, also on gun control.
Well, but what about capital punishment?
He's against capital punishment.
Yeah, but he's allowed several executions to go forward.
Well, again, that shows to me that flexibility that that he has as a Catholic who can still see that there's a separation between church and state, something evangelicals don't get,
right.
and they ought to. It's kind of like important to the foundations of our democracy. And the other thing is, I think that Hillary made a choice here that's far, far of thinking. She believes she's going to win, which is a good way to run. And this is somebody who's going to help her in the White House.
Sure.
And she didn't pick, you know, somebody who she clashed with, who would just be a certain demographic.
Sure.
She picked a good partner.
And by the way, Rosemary, somebody in the middle.
Yes.
This is crucial,
right. Right.
That instead of going left to the candidates mm-hmm. that you mentioned, who are both great people, she went to the middle, which is where you win elections.
This is right. This is what we were saying, talking about this before. This really is a center-right country, and so she's coming back in a sense by picking Kaine, who is a middle of the road kind of guy. He'll help with white men. Because he is a white man, and he's not a Bernie Sanders kind of white guy. He is a middle-of-the-road kind of white guy. You know, it's interesting when I talked with some people originally about this. Well, it's true.
Did he say? People say I'm boring.
Right,
that's a rising demographic.
Right. We could only wish, given what we're going through. But the issue around choice, there are some people I've talked to who were not happy and thought he was anti-choice. And, you know, the fact of the matter is he's like Mario Cuomo was, and
yep.
which was a laudable way of looking at things when you are personally opposed but are not going to get in the way. Yes, he didn't do great things around choices as governor, but I think he has seen the errors of his ways. He has evolved, just like Hillary has evolved on same-sex marriage. I mean, we have to give people the ability to evolve to a more open and accepted perspective on things, and he has evolved. And so I think together they'll be very powerful.
One last point is that he has supported TPP and other trade agreements, right. as did Hillary in the past. And this is an area that Democrats really need to work on.
Because, as did Mike Pence, by the way.
As did Mike Pence, right. And, you know, the truth is that it's difficult. The right economic thinking is you go with trade agreements, that they are efficient,
right.
they make for big sense in a long term, but they're really hurting workers right now. So how do you put those two things together? I like that we don't have zealots who are either for it or against it. These are people who are going to sit down and figure it out, which is really, we need more of.
Yeah, but that's not how you win elections.
Well, like I say, I don't think she picked him only for the election, which I like. She's
But you mentioned the issue, and I happen to have real reservations about the trade agreements.
Yeah, so does Elizabeth Warren, a whole lot of other people I really respect.
Yeah.
However, you read The Economist, and they're even saying it now. We've been for trade agreements. How could you not be? Except we underestimated what people who are short-term dislocated. Which sounds so, you know, heartless, doesn't it? It's people who don't have jobs now and can't get them. But that's what it is. It's a short-term dislocation.
Well, maybe, but if you put yourself in their place,
right?
When you're in the middle of America and you know, in the Rust Belt, and you don't have a job and there's nothing to get except maybe working at 7-Eleven.
Right. I realize, and for all those people who want to write and say, "Oh, you didn't lose your job over," I get it.
But one more Hillary Clinton campaign story, and then I want to get to a lot of letters, and then we'll get to some other topics. And that is the endorsement of Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah.
The former mayor of New York City has come out. Of course, this was a man who was eyeing perhaps a third-party run, dismissed that, and now on the eve of the convention is coming out to endorse Hillary Clinton.
I am a huge Bloomberg fan. Always have been. I think this is a man who tries to do what's right. Does he come out with a couple of decisions that are not so-so? But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to sugar and soda and guns and doing all these things, he is a very decent guy. Mm-hmm. And I really think that this is going to make a major difference to a lot of people. Because after all, he's run as a Republican. He's won as a Republican. He's a billionaire, which in this country means a great deal to many people, whether it should or not. I just think he's a remarkable man. And I think he's very decent.
Speaking at the convention?
Yes.
This is a guy who is a legitimate business genius. He did not go into bankruptcy, stiff subcontractors. Get it from daddy. He is a self-made millionaire. And notice who he supported. It isn't Trump. It isn't his fellow businessman. And in fact, he didn't run because he didn't want to do anything that would help Trump get into office. Well, I wish people would pay attention to that. More people.
He was the mayor of New York.
Yes.
With Trump doing business there, mm-hmm. and knows firsthand what it's like to do business with this man. This will also give cover to other businessmen and other Republicans to come out and endorse Hillary and vote for her.
But want to know the best thing about the guy that I will never forget ever.
Oh,
which is after 9/11 and Rudy, the quote, the America's mayor at the time. Now we all know what Rudy looks like.
Oh,
but at the time, he said, "I need to stay in office," to Bloomberg. And Bloomberg said, "No, I won and you're not staying in office." And it was one of my favorite moments in American history, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Let's go to, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go to the letters. We'll go to the break a little bit early. We'll come back, we'll take letters, and get to another topic or two. Before the end of the program, we'll be right back.
Support comes from The Sembrick, Bolton Landing, New York, welcoming the Depew Brothers Band for an afternoon of bluegrass August 3rd at 1:30 p.m. Sembrick.org. Albany Marriott with 359 guest rooms, special event, and meeting space with internet access. The Marquet Restaurant and Martini Lounge and Airport Transportation. Facebook, Twitter, or albanymarriott.com. Mizzentop Day School, Pauling, a co-ed pre-K through 8th grade independent school with small classes and an emphasis on values, academics, and community. Explore, experience, discover. Mizzentop.org. And from Waka Waka, offering solar-powered flashlights and phone chargers that provide light and power to people who don't have access to electricity. No batteries or outlets needed. Share the sun. Waka-waka.com.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable panel. Very nice to have you with us this morning.
Come on, let's talk about Ivanka's hips. Come on.
Donald Trump can't keep his hands off his daughter.
There was a gross. Yeah,
that's basically it. It's a little strange.
He air kissed his wife, and then he kind of patted the backside of his daughter.
He grabbed her hips and then patted. It was grotesque. This was right after she introduced him with a whole bunch of
lies. Well, at the end of the speech, I believe. The end of his speech, and then they were coming out.
She was done, and yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was grotesque.
Okay.
Tracy says, next to Hillary, Rosemary is the second smartest person on the planet.
Yay, I like that letter.
Augusta says, it's just not displaced workers. It's a matter of control over environmental protection, our consumer protection laws, access to lower cost pharmaceuticals. Do you want corporations suing for loss of future profits because our laws disadvantage them?
I want trade agreements and work out the details. And the details should be worked out in public. There's lots wrong with the way we do it, but to just outright throw them out is a mistake.
Well, Rosemary, to be fair, there are winners and losers in trade agreements, and you say work it out the right way. The issue here is, did we, in the previous ones, did we lose out to China? Did we lose out to others?
Well, look at NAFTA. That's the one that's been in place the longest. Did we really lose out? Yes, Mexico did very well. Canada's not talking about getting rid of the trade agreement. Why are we?
Well, because people think we were screwed. I'm not saying. All I'm saying is that. Okay, so Rich says, was JFK the smartest in his handling of the 1960 convention? Wasserman Schultz should have stepped down before. Let's see, that's what he said.
What is John F. Kennedy after? We're not sure what that meant.
Okay, Paul says, I just read him. I looked up quickly at the TV yesterday, heard Hillary speaking, and initially mistaken saw Citizen Kane. Written on the podium, which got me thinking, anyone else see Trump as Charles Foster Kane? Bob English, Bob says, it's funny watching these sanctimonious people up in arms about Russia trying to influence an American election. America's made its business to influence foreign elections in Iran from 53, El Salvador, Vietnam, and a host of others.
And how's that worked out for us? Not great. One country should not be involved in the elections of another. That includes the United States. But we are the most powerful country in the world, and Putin has a say in what we're thinking about it. Why are you not upset about this? It's like an invasion. It's cyber war.
Mm-hmm. Hank says, Kane has already reversed his stance on the TPP. You'll remember when...
Hillary told him he had to.
You'll remember when Senator Gillibrand was anointed by Patterson. And on one side was Senator D'Amato, and on the other side was Senator Schumer. And I don't remember which one. I think it was Schumer who said this, but I'm not sure. And she was asked and said, when you're a congressman, you're up there, you're for guns, you're against gays, you're this, you're this and that. And one of them said, she'll evolve.
Yeah. That's politics. I don't understand. This whole idea of flip-flopping, that's a Republican stance to attack Democrats. Politicians who don't change, who don't evolve, are the ones that scare me.
So is that a vote of confidence for Trump? Because he sure as hell changes all the time.
There is nothing about Trump I approve of.
That's a good answer. You want more, Joe, or not?
Yes, more letters, and then one more. Two more minutes worth.
Okay, Robert says, enjoy your show. You have a great music coordinator. Who is he or she? Can we get lists of the music played?
Yes.
So many great musicians are not being recognized. That's from Bob. You want
Rob
to answer
Chacon
that?
is our musical engineer as well as our engineer. Yeah. And if you go to the WAMC / roundtable page, each day we put up a list of the music that is played during the breaks.
Maybe we should just sing a whole show. We get the most letters about music.
Yeah, I'll be out that day.
Okay. Me too.
So Jade says, wait a minute. The death penalty is important to our democracy enough so it's okay for a person who calls himself a Christian and supporting killing people. Okay, so let's give Trump the time to evolve. I am so upset listening to you. How could we not support universal trade? Sorry, but we are restricted to just a few words. That you are restricted to a few words. But look, when you're restricted to a few words, Eisenhower said it. He wouldn't take a memo that was less than a half a page. It was more than a half a page. So, and in this case, if that worked, then we decided to cut that half a page down to, like a tenth of a page. Don't you see? All right. Will the Democrats lose Virginia and Senate either through appointment or a contested election in the next few years? No. Appointment, you got a Democratic governor.
Yeah, there's right. a Democratic governor. Yeah, so.
But it might be a contested election, and they'll have to watch who they put up.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. I want to get to two things here, and we'll get to some more letters at the end. But first of all, we've been talking primarily, of course, we've been talking about Trump, but we have been primarily talking about the Hillary Clinton campaign and what's been going on over the last several days. I do want to talk about the Washington Post editorial.
Wow. And, what an editorial.
A major, huge editorial. Saying that Donald Trump, this is the headline, Donald Trump is a unique threat to American democracy. Rosemary, I'll let you start off on this because I know your sister had a hand.
Yeah, my sister Joanne is the number two person on the editorial page in the Washington Post. And I wrote on Facebook, I sent this out as soon as I saw it and said I was proud of my sister and the rest of the board. It's unprecedented that I can think of, at least in modern times, that a major media would come out and say there are no circumstances under which we would ever endorse or support Donald Trump. He would not just be a bad president, he would be a disastrous president. I find this bold. I find it amazingly honest because they said, we're going to continue to cover the elections. We're going to cover both mm-hmm. candidates and give you our honest assessment. But you need to read it through the filter of this editorial, which is that we hate him. And we
They're
have
not
lots
gonna
of reasons for it.
They're not going to get their credentials back.
They're oh, not. Well. No, this is not the way to win him
well.
Over, is it? It is.
We'll go watch it on television.
It will not have an effect on supporters of Donald Trump. I heard from many of them, including my very. Well, they're cousins who just don't know as much as I do, I think, who disagree with me.
What cousin ever does?
I know. I'm so disappointed in my family. But at any rate, they will continue to support him, and they just see this as a hit. It totally was a hit job. It was wonderfully written, completely researched, very thought-provoking, and I think it will have an effect on independents who are still mm-hmm. but trying to figure out what they're going
to
do.
But to reiterate your major point, they said, we're not going to be hypocritical. We
right.
usually wait to do the endorsement
right.
at the very end. We know we will never be able to support this man, so we're doing it now.
Right.
And it's not so much that they hate him. I mean, you know, it's more that
they hate the idea of him as
they
president.
Hate the idea of him.
Yeah.
They love this country, and they don't want to see this country
They see no balance.
Be tainted
There's
by
no
him.
Way to say
right.
he's got these bad things, but he has
but
these
nothing,
good qualities.
There's
you don't
nothing
see that
good
at all.
There.
So
good.
I asked Joanne, I wanted to know, I said, we're going to be talking about this, plus I just want to know, you know, who had to approve it, who did the actual writing, what was the conversation like. They're not discussing it.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime in the future they will, but at this point they're not. The editorial speaks for itself.
And what this does is give...
Pardon me?
Even to her sister?
Well, I know,
yeah.
I was a little bit annoyed by that, to tell you the truth.
But this gives...
Even to his big mouth sister.
Yeah, I think that was the problem, Alan. She knows me.
The Clinton campaign plenty of... one-liners, like in movie reviews when you do the ads for the
yes.
movies,
yes.
you know, one-liners to be able to use in commercials about Trump.
Yeah.
And because it's going to be brutal. Once this convention is over, those negative ads are going to start, and it's going to be brutal.
Well, I think both sides have plenty of ammunition.
Yeah.
A local editorial writer has said he thought it was amazingly bold, and he would like to see editorials similar to this across the nation.
Anyone we know?
Yes,
okay.
But I don't want to put him on the spot. So.
But the main thing that everybody out there who is listening right now is thinking, no matter what the Washington Post does or the New York Times does or the rest, the people who have consistently stood by Trump are not deserting
That's
him.
That's right. That's
and
true.
There are polls, sorry, Rosemary, but
it's
there
true,
are polls that are coming out now that shows he got enough of a bump in the convention so that he's up by 3 points. This guy... According to the polls,
Rasmussen, which I don't believe, but even Nate Silver's got it down to only like a 68% chance that Hillary will win, and it had been much
like
higher than that 2 weeks ago.
It'll after the Democratic convention, it'll go.
Then we
it'll,
have to
where
go
are you getting that
up,
number? Because I can't find number.
If you Google Nate Silver
or
election prediction, it's every day he comes out. He takes all the polls that are new or have come out, and he factors it all together. He has quite the model here, and you can see. It's all done in illustrations.
Yeah, but
Sorry, I know he predicted that Trump wouldn't get it, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's allowed to make one mistake. He is human. He is amazingly, consistently right.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
I don't think anybody could have predicted Trump. Anybody.
I'm sorry.
Never happened.
I'm sorry, but he is the expert who a lot of people are depending on, and it may have a countervailing effect.
You keep citing the ones where Trump is up, and that's Rasmussen, pro-Republican.
Let me just finish this one thought, and that is, the more complacent the Democrats are, the more likely that Trump is going to win this election.
No one complacent. In the Democratic Party is complacent.
Well, right. I don't know. There's a point at which either you give money or you don't. Either you volunteer or you don't volunteer.
Michael Moore came out this week with 5 reasons Trump will win. And you read him and it's like frightening. I don't think it's right. I think he did it because he doesn't want Democrats to be complacent. He wants us to be frightened and go to the polls.
Absolutely. There are many, many, many of us who are working and who are giving money and who are speaking out and who are trying to change the way some people are thinking. There's still a lot of undecideds out there, and that's what we have to go after.
Well, I don't know if they're undecided. I don't really believe in the undecided voter, but I do think there are people who could change their mind before it's time to pull the lever.
No, so
I think
68% to 32%.
Do you find it?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is from the Upshot. This is Josh Katz in the Times, this was because I think it was like 72% yesterday.
It all comes down to the Electoral College.
But Mrs. Clinton's
comes down to Florida.
Mrs. Clinton's chance of losing is about the same probability that an NBA player will miss a free throw.
Which happens enough that we've all seen it, but it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it happens all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Let's letter it out.
Well, there's one I'm not going to read because it's too dangerous.
Oh.
Ooh. Can you read it afterwards?
Well, no. It was
Happy birthday, Alan.
Panel, would it have been moral to kill Hitler before he assumed power? I don't like this.
Oh, this is like the...
I do not like this.
What was
this
the question? If there were a baby and it was Adolf Hitler and you knew what was going to happen, would you kill it?
Yeah. I fear someone may make that analogy and then tried to eliminate Trump.
No, I hate him deeply, but I do not want to see him assassinated.
Ask Rosemary how she feels about feels about Obama administration contributing funds to Netanyahu's opposition in Israel in its recent elections.
Just fine.
Okay. And as that's right. That's from let's see here. Oh boy, there's a lot about Pokemon.
I started that, by the way. I caught a Squirtle the other day.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good for you.
I went to the supermarket with my kids.
Near the library.
And they were Pokemoning all over the place.
I think it's great.
And they're 40 years old.
I had to do it because so many of my students do. You know, you have to stay current.
Sure.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
Okay. And here we heard from Neil, who said, Rosemary the apologist. I do not hear a bit of contrition from Rosemary about the emails. The DNC bias against Bernie would never have been acknowledged without WikiLeaks. Saying the Democrats did the right thing is kind of like saying that criminal pleads guilty is a good person despite their crime.
Well,
sure.
What do you want me to do? Shoot her? Yes, shoot Debbie. She favored Hillary. She got fired. She is facing a loss, a great potential for a loss in her district because she supported Hillary. Yeah, she got caught. She did a bad thing. Stupid to write anything in an email. I know that better than anybody. I just don't think that's it. What more do you want?
One last one. PJ, has anyone considered that Trump's racist and inflammatory rhetoric early in the campaign was strategically meant to cause an increase in violence in the world?
Okay. Thank you all. Happy birthday, Alan.
Thank you.
More show after this.